Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Disappointed, but not surprised. That's the member for Toowoomba North's response to Queensland Premier Stephen Miles' stance on fast rail to Brisbane. The Premier says there is no time to deliver a rail between Toowoomba and Brisbane, but is considering how to include our region in the Olympic plan. Trevor Watts says our region needs answers on why the rail isn't attainable and again asked the state government to release a federally funded passenger rail report that details the cost and delivery of the line. The
Premier should now release the passenger rail business case that supposedly the state government has been doing and tell us A, whether we should be doing it, and B, what it might cost, and C, what it would take to construct.
The Darling Downs has the highest rate of assaults against the elderly in the state's southeast, with 94 assaults against those aged over 65 in the past 3 years. 1,500 elderly Queenslanders have been assaulted. Our reporter, Archie Milligan, has more.
There's been a slight decrease in assaults on people aged over 65, with just over 370 in the past financial year. That's compared to almost 400 in the previous year. However, we're still up from around 350 in 2020. Brisbane securing the unenviable position of the most assaults on the elderly, followed by far north Queensland and the Gold Coast.
A Kingaroy man charged with manslaughter after he allegedly shot a 21-year-old man has been granted bail. Gavin Raymond Pates faced Mergan Magistrates Court on Wednesday. The court heard his property had been the target of previous break-ins when the Nanango man and a passenger arrived at around midnight. Mr. Pates will face Kingaroy Court on June 28. And Toowoomba's under-19 Valleys are hoping to have another go at the grand final this year after they just missed out on the 2023 season title. Coach Jesse Martin says the team is looking good with no injuries heading into the start of the season.